participate in the program, call anytime at 800-387-8025 or log on to RudyMaxa.com. Once again, you're in Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
It's segment four now, folks. Mary and I, we welcome you back. And this is going to be a transition. We're going to go from military travel and history to tech. It's time to talk to the cyber guy. You see regularly on Fox News and Fox Business and elsewhere, Kirk Knutson. Before we do so, we want to share that we're sponsored by MyPillow.com.
We do. Here's your chance to join the millions of people who are sleeping better because of their MyPillows. For a limited time, get a special four-pack of two premium MyPillows plus two Go Anywhere Travel MyPillows for 50% off. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listeners, and enter promo code Rudy. Each MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty not to go flat. They can be washed and dried. They include a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listeners, and enter promo code Rudy, or find a link at RudyMaxa.com. Under sponsors.
All right. Kirk Knutson is best known as Kurt the Cyber Guy. With his insider access to major tech launches and happenings, Kurt the Cyber Guy is one of the most trusted sources for expert insights and analysis on all things tech. We asked him to join us today to discuss transient smartphone blindness affecting travelers and some ways to avoid the middle seat on flights using technology.
Hi, Kurt. Thanks for joining us on the show again.
Hey, Mary, great to hear from you.
Yeah, nice to have you back. So, Kurt, I think a lot of us have found ourselves on dark or low-lit planes using smartphones, iPads, maybe at night in a hotel room on our smartphone, and we turn the lights off because we don't want to wake up our kids if they're in the same room.
Or husband,
right. I never do that.
Robert does.
Right. But we found your coverage of the transient smartphone blindness a little disconcerting, and I think we'd love to have you explain what that is for our listeners and maybe give us some tips on how to avoid it.
It is concerning, and it's also something that when you hear about it, you go, oh my gosh, did this ever happen to me? And I certainly don't want it to happen to me. So the New England Journal of Medicine came out with a study that showed, essentially, they tracked two different women who were making repeated visits to their doctor. And what they were going to the doctor for is they couldn't understand why at night they would have this onset of blindness in just one eye. And the doctors were scratching their heads, and they were just baffled by the whole thing. And suddenly, one of the doctors had this aha moment and said, wait a minute, I think I'm seeing some similarities of these two patients. And what they found out was that these two women were doing something very similar. They were using their bright smartphone in bed and either laying on their side where the pillow would cover one eye and then the other eye would be trained on the smartphone, or for some reason one eye was covered in the way that they were postured in bed. And this was the consistent thing they found. And the result of that happened to be that the light from the smartphone into one eye did something to our brain to cause this, essentially what's called transient smartphone blindness, to occur for about 15 minutes. And it's very scary because you all of a sudden you can't get out of that one eye.
Right.
The reality is it's simply from staring at a smartphone or a tablet
screen. Crazy.
So one eye is closed and experiencing darkness.
What are some tips that people can use to avoid it?
Well, number one is don't do it. Don't
right.
cover one eye.
That would be a good one, right?
Yes.
If you're going to read your iPad or your smart tablet in bed at night, make sure both eyes are open. And then now, for both platforms, whether you have an iPad with iOS or an iPhone with iOS, it has that feature called Night Shift that you can activate so that the blue light that's a lot more threatening to our eye and keeps us up late, it's toned down, and then the screen looks almost like it's coated in a cream color.
And that's on Android as well. I mean, I have that on
Android
my...
Android has the same thing called night mode.
Right.
So that filters out the blue light, it knocks down the brightness, and it'll reduce this kind of thing from happening.
Transient smartphone blindness.
Yeah.
Who knew with all this? And you do see that a lot.
Exactly.
You're traveling on planes and you're traveling.
Yeah.
And even if you're home, maybe you have a low light. You know, Kurt, I know we also wanted to talk to you about how to avoid the middle seat. We're really running out of time. We've only got about 40 seconds left on this, so I think we're going to have you back for that. I know next hour we're going to get into emails. We've got a woman who's asking, how do I avoid the middle seat? Can you give us something in 30 seconds real quick?
Number one thing to do is to ask again and again and again at the airport each different agent on how to get out of that middle seat, and then use an app called Seat Alert from Expert Flyer, and that you can get notified when the free seat opens up. Then you go ask the gate agent or ticket agent, hey, get me in that seat. And likely is when you ask, you receive.
All right. And last thing, where do folks keep finding you on the web or social media?
Just search for me on Facebook, watch me on Fox and Friends, or just go to cyberguy.com.
Cyberguy.com. Kurt, enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Kurt.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, there goes Kurt.
Always good to talk to the cyber guy.
It is. I wish we had more time with him. Yeah. So next time, longer segment. All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. But don't go anywhere, because there's more Rudy Max's World with the Carries straight ahead, starting in 3 minutes.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show by calling 800-387-8025 or check in anytime at rudymaxa.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.